Okay, so this is one of my favorite scripture.
这是我最喜欢的一段经文。
Yeah, that's when I go to Cambodia, I always share this scripture.
我在柬埔寨宣教的时候经常分享这段经文。
Yeah, this is about the new creation.
这是关于新造的人。
Yeah, so let's look at this scripture together in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
让我们来一起阅读这段经文，哥林多后书5:17。
Yeah, so it said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
大家一起读，若有人
在
基
督
里，他
就
是新造的
人，
旧事已过，
都
变成
新
的。
Yeah, so, but this is amazing scripture about we are a new person.
这是一段关于让我们更新成为新造的人一段非常奇妙的。
Yeah, so it said the old has passed away.
说所有的旧事都已经过去了。
It means the old, the sin, all the failure, old failure.
旧事当中包括我们过去的失败和我们过去生命当中所含的罪。
Yeah, all the shame, all the guilt.
所有的羞愧，所有的罪内疚，全都过去了。
Yeah, it's all passed away, and we have a new, we have new person.
我们变成了一个新造的人。
Yeah, so.When I tried to understand this scripture, I thought, oh, I just changed some bad habits.
我刚开始读到这段经文的时候呢，还是在想，就是这样，也许我就需要改掉一些自己原来不好的习惯来改善我自己。
Yeah, but actually, it's not just changing the old habits.
这并不是一个习惯的改变，是吧？
Yeah, it's a brand new person.
而是一个从里到外，从上到下，全体的完全的一种更新。
Yeah, so we can look at another scripture to help you understand more.
那么我们来看下一段经文，来对这个问题有更深的认识。
Yeah, so this is in John 3:3.
这个是约翰福音3:3.
Yeah, so it said Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you."Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的面，神的国。
Yeah, so when I, long time ago, when I first looked at this scripture, I thought, oh, when I'm born again, maybe when I'm born again in heaven, then I can see the kingdom of God.
在我初读这段经文的时候，想，哦，也许我会在天堂中重生，那个时候我就能见到神了。
Yeah.But actually, you know, Jesus is not referring, oh, when we go to heaven.
但是呢，主耶稣说的不只是我们去天堂这一段。
Yeah, because one of the religious leader, he asked Jesus, how can I go back to mother's womb and born again?
当时呢，主耶稣是和一位宗教的领袖在对话，那么这位领袖当时就问说，我怎么能回到母亲的腹中重新生出来呢？
Yeah, but Jesus said you have to be born of water and of spirit.
那么主耶稣当时回答他说，你需要在水和圣灵当中重生。
Yeah, so Jesus is talking about our spirit being reborn.
所以主耶稣讲的是我们在我们的灵得到了重生。
Yeah, so let's look at another scripture to better understand what is this new life, born again.
下面我们再来看一段经文。
So this is in Matthew 16:24-25.
这是马太福音16:24-25.
Yeah, so Jesus told his disciples, he said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
Yeah, so when I first read this scripture, it's very hard to follow.
最开始读这段经文的时候呢，我想要理解它就是比较困难。
Yeah, Jesus said you have to lose your life to save your life.
那么主耶稣这边说，如果你想救自己的生命，那你需要先丧掉生命。
Yeah, you have to take up your cross.
你应该去背起十字架。
And that means you have to die.
Means, 就是说，意思是你必须得先死。
Yeah, and I don't think anyone want to die.
像大家一般都是很少有主动的、很积极的想要去死。
Yeah, so how do you follow Jesus if you die?
那如果不大家很难死的话，那怎么样来跟从主耶稣？
Yeah, so before I was just interpreted as, oh, you just do very difficult things. You just do very difficult things to sacrifice.
就是说，我当时的理解就是要不断的挑战自我，去做一些更难的事情。
Yeah, but the truth is, it's not just doing difficult things.
实际上呢，并不是这样。
Yeah, and Jesus wants us to die.
耶稣呢，主耶稣呢，想让我们里面的，想让我们真的是死去。
Yeah, but this is not this life, but the old life.
并不是说，就是说生物学上的死，而是说是我们旧的生命去死去。
Yeah, so Jesus is talking about you have to die of your old self, and then Jesus will raise you back into new life.
他的意思就是让我们的老我死去，然后呢，在当中呢，就诞生新的生命。
Yeah, so let's look at another scripture that that help us to understand what is this new life.
我们下面再来看一段经文，来理解什么是新的生命。
Yeah, so this is in Galatians 2:20.
就是加拉太书二章二十节。
So it says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.Who loved me and gave himself for me.
二十节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Yeah, so this is Paul who wrote this verse.
保罗写了这段经文。
Yeah, so Paul is saying that I have been crucified with Christ.
保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Yeah, but when you think about it, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, where is Paul?
大家可以思想，那么在主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，保罗在哪里？
Yeah, but actually, you know, Jesus taking the sin of all the people onto himself.
实际上呢，主耶稣通过钉十字架，就是把全人类在所有时间中的这个所有的罪都带走了。
Yeah, and this includes Paul. Like when Jesus was crucified, Paul was crucified with him.
在这个过程当中，当然也包括使徒保罗的这个罪。那么，当主耶稣受难钉十字架的时候呢，他就把保罗的罪带走了。
Yeah, and then later on, it said, "It is no longer I who live."
经文当中接着说，现在活着不再是我。
Yeah, so it is kind of hard to understand. So who is living in Paul?
一般人会有这样的疑问，如果活的不再是你，那是谁呢？
Like, do you just stop thinking?
那你现在就是说你的思想已经停止了吗？
Yeah, no, but it doesn't mean, oh, you have to stop thinking and just let God do whatever, you know, take control of your...
其实并不是像大家一般人想象的那样，就是自己的思想都停止了，完全让神去来操控你的思想。
Yeah, but it's actually, I mean, I like to use an example of in a marriage.
那么下面我想给大家举一个婚姻的例子。
Yeah, so for example, I'm single.
大家都知道我是单身的。
Yeah, so the money that I have, I can spend it on whatever I want.
那么所以呢，我所有的收入呢，我想怎么花我就可以怎么花。
Yeah, the time that I have, I can spend it on whatever I want.
同样，我的时间也是，我想花在什么事情上就能花在什么事情上。
Yeah, but when you get married,
但是当你结婚的时候
，Yeah, and it's very different.
情况就不一样。
Yeah, I'm sure many of you here is married.
我相信在座的诸位很多都已经结婚了。
Yeah, so the money that you have.
你手里的钱
is you and your wives.
是你和你配偶共同所有。
Yeah, and you cannot choose to do whatever you want.
你不能在随心所欲的去花这个钱。
Yeah, even though you work and you make the money.
虽然这个钱是由你的工作而来的收入。
Yeah, but the money is not yours.
但是钱并不是你的，并不完全是你。
Yeah, so it's very interesting, you know, when you think about this.
所以这样来想这个问题就很有趣。
Yeah, so it is the same with God.
这个同样的这个类比也可以应用在我们和神的关系上。
Yeah, when we believe Jesus, we are one with God.
当我们 信主耶稣的时候，我们就和神与神同在，和神在一起。
Yeah, so actually the money that I have is not my money either.
那么在那个时候呢，就好像我们所持有的这个天上的财富呢，其实呢也并不是完全属于我们个人。
Yeah, but it's mine and God's together.
而是 我和就是说我们每一个人和神之间共同所持有。
Yeah, but one more amazing thing is what God has is also mine too, because we are one together.
那么更奇妙的是呢，神所掌控和持有的有很多也是共同和我一起持有
的。Yeah, so actually we have everything that what God has as well.
所以呢，我们每一个人心中所持有的呢，那么神也是跟我们在一起同在共同持有。
Yeah. Okay. So now we know we are born again.
现在我们知道了，我们因为信神得了重生。
And I think, you know, sometimes we have to focus on this new life that we have.
所以呢，我们就要把生命的注意力全都专注在我们新生命上。
And we have to understand what God has given us in this new life.
我们想知道神在这个新生命当中，给了我们怎样的恩典。
Yeah, so today I'm just going to share one thing about what God has given us.
我现在呢就。在这些里面呢，我今天想分享一件事情。
Yeah, and this is not something that we have to work for.
有一个这个东西呢，并不是说我们需要努力赚得或者配得的。
Yeah, it's a grace of God that God just gave it to us.
而是神的恩典，它是白白的给了我们。
Yeah, so just look at this scripture, First Peter 1:23.
我们现在来看这段经文啊，彼得前书1:23.
Yeah, it says, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed.But of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God.
你们蒙了重生，并不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Yeah, so what is this seed?
那么这个种子是指的是什么呢？
Yeah, so in Greek, it actually means the offspring.
在希腊语中啊，种子也含有后代的意思。
Yeah, so it just means where are we come from?
这个是这里面的含义呢，包含了我们从什么地方来的。
Yeah, so all the human, where are all the human come from?
我们作为人，我们来自于何方？来自于
何处？ Yeah, so we actually know, you know, when we look at the Bible, we know we all come from Adam.
如果说我们大家在经文当中可以找到答案，我们都是由从亚当来的。
Yeah, and we know with Adam, he sinned, he disobeyed God and he sinned.
但是呢，亚当违背了神的命令，犯了罪。
Yeah, so all his offspring, all his seed is full of sin.
因为这样呢，亚当所有的后代都带上了罪。
Yeah, so that's why all of us were sinner.
所以呢，我们当中的每一个人呢，其实都是有罪的。
Yeah, because we come from the seed of Adam.
因为我们来自亚当。
Yeah, but one amazing thing is when we believe Jesus.
非常奇妙的是呢，当我们相信主耶稣的时候
Yeah, God gave us this new seed.
神呢给了我们一个新的种子。
Yeah, he changed our seeds, not from Adam, but from God.
这个新的种子呢，把我们心中原来来自于亚当的种子换掉。
Yeah, and this is a miracle. It's not something you can do to achieve it.
这是只有神能行的神迹，自己靠个人的改善是做不到的。
Yeah, so what is this seed that is so important?
那么这个新的种子为什么这么重要？它又是什么呢？
Yeah, so let's look at the next scripture.
我们来看下一段经文。
So in Matthew 7:17,
是在马太福音7:17.
It said, likewise, every good tree bear good fruits, but a bad tree bear bad fruits.
这样，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
Yeah, so a tree is come from seed.
那么树呢，是从是从种子来的。
Yeah, so a seed grow into a tree.
一个种子发芽长大成为树。
Yeah, and the tree bear fruits.
树呢结出果子来。
Yeah, so if you have an apple seed,
如果你有一个苹果种的话
you will have an apple tree.
这个苹果种会种出来苹果树。
And you will have apple as a fruit.
当然会结出苹果的果子来。
Yeah, and you cannot plant an apple seed.
如果你种苹果种子
and you cannot get orange.
你是不能得到橘子树。
Right. So it's the same way, you know, in our life. If we come from a bad seeds.
如果我们就同样的在我们生命当中，如果你是来自于不好的种子。
Yeah. If we come from a sinful, we have a sinful nature.
是我们由于我们来自于本身所带的这个罪的罪性。
Yeah. And the fruit, it will be sin.
所以呢，我们所结的果子也会含有罪在。
Yeah. But let's look at the next scripture.
让我们来看下一段经文。
Yeah. In Galatians 5:22 and 23.
加拉太书五章二十二节二十三节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Yeah, and this is the fruit of the Spirit.
这是灵中所结的果子。
Yeah, so this is what God has gave you the seeds.
这也是来自于神给我们这个新的种。
Yeah, so this is the thing that we will, this is the fruit that we will bear.
这个呢，就是我们通过信神而所能结出的灵的果子。
Yeah, but God only gave you the seeds. Or gave us the seeds.
但这里需要注意的是呢，神给我们的只是种子。
Yeah, but it takes time to grow.
那么，这个种子呢，长成树结出果子来是需要时间，花时间和精力的。
Yeah, and this is our life. We have to grow and see the fruits.
这就是我们的生命意义所在，就是能把这个种子种成树，结出果子。
Yeah, but one of the important thing I want you to know is God already gave you this seed.
这里面的重点呢，是这个所有的原因都来自于神，神给了我们这个种子。
Yeah, I think creation is really amazing.
所以呢，神的创造呢是非常奇妙的。
Yeah, think about a baby.
大家可以想一个刚生出来的小婴孩。
Yeah, like a baby doesn't have any teeth, right?
小的刚生出来的小婴孩他是没有牙的。
Yeah, but you don't have to ask your parents to give you teeth to eat.
但是呢，小孩子并不需要父母的牙来吃东西。
Yeah, but the teeth is already built inside of you.
是因为小孩子的长牙已经在他的生命的整个的进程当中是一个确定的事情。
Yeah, so this is the same way with this new life that God has given us.
用同样的方法来思想我们的生命当中神给我们种的种子。
Yeah, so God already gave us this seed that can produce fruits.
神呢已经能给了我们能结出灵的果子的种子了。
Yeah, so we just have to grow.
我们所需要做的就是去精心照料这个种子，让它开枝散叶，然后长大结果。
So the last scripture I want to share is 2 Peter 1:3.
那么我最后想分享的经文是彼得后书一章三节。
Yeah, this is also my favorite scripture.
这也是我最喜欢的经文之一。
Yeah, he said, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
神的神能已将一切关于生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
Yeah, so Peter is saying that God has already given us everything.
彼得说神已经给了我们一切所需的。
Yeah, it's already inside of us.
已经呢在我们的生命当中种下。
Yeah, so in a Christian life, we actually don't lack anything. We have everything.
在我们的基督徒的生命当中呢，应该是无所缺乏的。我们所需的我们都已经有了。
Yeah, because you know when I first believed Jesus, I feel like oh, I'm still lacking.
当我信主初期的时候呢，心里面总有一种感受，就是我好像还缺了点。
Yeah, I think oh, I don't have any gifts.
然后我可能这个我感觉自己才能不够啊，才华不够。
Yeah, I don't know how to sing.
我自己唱歌又不好。
Yeah, and I'm a shy person. I don't know how to stand in the front of the church to speak to people.
我就是一个内向、比较害羞的人，也站在众人面前讲话，可能也讲不好。
Yeah, but God actually say God has given me everything.
但是呢，实际上呢，神我所需的神都已经给我。
Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, being in the mission field.
非常奇妙的，当我在宣教的过程当中。
Actually, at the beginning, I don't really know what I'm doing.
最开始的时候，我也不是很确定自己应该去怎么做。
Yeah, I just let have the Holy Spirit lead me.
只是就是说向着圣灵的带领的方向去走。
Yeah, and it's just amazing, you know, God used me and start to grow in me, to help me grow.
这个非常奇妙的是，在这个进程当中，神在我心中种的种子就开始生根发芽，开始在。
Yeah, so I want to encourage every one of you.
我想鼓励我们在座的弟兄姐妹当中的每一个人。
Yeah, that you have believed Jesus already.
你已经接受了主耶稣。
Yeah, and God has already given everything to you.
神呢，已经把所需的都已经给你们了。
Yeah, and if the Lord leads you to do a short-term mission.
所以呢，你们完全可以有能力去参与我们的短宣。
Yeah, or be a missionary.
或者成为宣教士
you know, and God already have given you already.
因为成为做这些事情所需的神都已经给你了。
Yeah, and all you have to do is believe that God already gave you the Holy Spirit.
你们心中所需要的做的唯一的就是说在心中要领受神所赐的这些东西。
Yeah, so now I want to share, you know, what God has done through me, you know, in Cambodia.
下面我想分享一下我在柬埔寨的事工以及神在我们这个事工工作当中，所做的工。
Yeah, so one of our goal is to make disciples.
我们的目标之一呢是培养信徒。
Yeah, uh-huh. But we also share the gospel in very remote places as well.
我们在非常偏远的地区来分享福音。
Yeah, but the goal is really after you share the gospel is to make disciples.
那么在分享福音之后呢，这个主要的目的就是门训，就是培养门徒。
So let me tell you a little bit about Cambodia.
那么跟大家分享一下关于柬埔寨。
Yeah, so Cambodia is between Thailand and Vietnam.
柬埔寨呢位于泰国和越南中间。
Yeah, so the red star is where the capital Phnom Penh.
大家看到红色五角星的位置呢，就是柬埔寨的首都金边。
Yeah, and that's where most of the missionary, where all the churches are in Phnom Penh.
很多教会呢都集中在这个金边以及它附近的地区。
Yeah, so there is a tourist site up northwest in the red, in the yellow star.
在柬埔寨的西北方向的这个黄色五角星的地方呢，是一个旅游胜地。
Yes, uh-huh. And where we work in is in the red area north of that near border of Thailand.
大家看到黄色五角星上面有。红色线圈住的地方，这个是我们主要的活动地区，它是在泰国和柬埔寨的国境的附近。
So when I first moved to Cambodia 8 years ago,
八年前我刚搬到柬埔寨的时候，
it was just me and another couple. It was just 3 people.
只有三个人，是我和另外一对夫妇。
Yeah, and then during COVID, I was just by myself.
那么在疫情期间呢？只是我一个人。
Yeah. But now in the last 2 years, our team has grown.
在过去两年当中，我们的这个团队有很大的成长。
Yeah, so now we have 6 international missionaries and we have 12 local Cambodian missionaries.
现在我们有六位国际的这个宣教士，有12位当地的这个宣教的成员。
Yeah, so now we have a big team. So a lot of the work is not just myself.
所以呢，现在我们的团队非常大，那么有很多人呢，大家都一起同工，一起施工。
Yeah, so all the work is actually done by the whole team. So our mission strategy is always stay the same.
那我们宣教的策略呢，是一直都贯彻的这个方针的。
Yeah, so the first step is we go to new village.
那么第一步呢，我们是要去到新的村庄。
Yeah, and then the second step is to share the gospel in this village.
第二步呢是分享福音，这些村庄当中，宣扬福音。
Yeah, and then the third step is among all those believers, we start to disciple them.
那么第三步呢，就是在接受主耶稣基督的信徒当中呢，开展门训。
Yeah, and then the fourth step is among this believer, we raise up leaders.
那么在第四步呢，在这个门训的门徒当中呢。就是有带领的门徒，找到带领的门徒。
Yeah, and the last step is to help how to keep this going forever.
那么 最后一步呢，就是建立让这个过程不断的持续向前行的这么一个体制。
So let me tell you a little bit about expedition, the short-term missions.
那么现在跟大家分享一下短宣的，就我们短宣的经历。
Yes, because we're always recruiting people to help us to share the gospel in Cambodia.
那么我们呢，就是一直都在寻求跟我们一起去进行在柬埔寨短宣的这么一个弟兄姐妹和同工。
Yeah, so this is a very typical village.
这是一个典型的村庄。
But when we do the short-term mission, we just go house by house.
那么我们在短宣的时候呢，就是挨家挨户的去访问。
And we talk to every single house in the village.
我们访问这个村庄当中每一个家庭。
Yeah, and we go as a team with a leader and translator.
我们作为团队团队成员，这个团队带领的人和翻译的这个目标呢，是。
Yeah, and it's not difficult to share the gospel.
其实呢，分享福音并不难。
Yeah, because God already given it to you.
对，因为神呢已经把这个种子种在我生命当中了。
Yeah, so every year we have many trips between May and August.
那么在五月和八月之间，每年呢，我们有这个短宣的这个短宣的活动。
Yeah, so if you're interested, you can join one of those.
对，在座的弟兄姐妹呢，当然也可以参加。
Okay, so in the last 8 years, we have covered almost like 20 villages.
在过去的八年当中呢，我们的足迹行遍了在这个地区之内的那个20个村庄。
Yeah, but in Cambodia or in this province, there's almost 300 villages.
但是在这个地区所在的省里面呢，有200个村庄，300个村庄。
So we need a lot of people to come and help to share the gospel.
所以我们还需要很多的人手和工人来跟我们一起宣扬福音。
And then the third step is making disciples.
第三步是关于门训。
And we have different ways of teaching different level of disciples.
我们门训的这个方法和途径是多种多样的。
Yeah, so we have Christians that already believe Jesus in the local church.
我们有在当地教会当中已经接受主耶稣成为基督徒的成员。
Yeah, so we work with a local church. We work with several local churches.
所以呢，我们和这些当地的教会一同进行门训的同工。
Yeah, but we also share in the village for new believers.
我们也向在村庄当中新成为基督徒的人。
Yeah, so we disciple the new believers in the village.
对，我们也对他们进行门训。
And then now we have co-minister who work with us full time.
我们现在有一个能够跟我们就是说全职的牧师。
Means missionaries.
就是全职的宣教士跟我们一起来同工。
So I share a story about a pastor that we work with.
那么我现在来分享一下跟我们一起同工的这个牧师。
Yeah, so we partner with a pastor in 2013 that we have a short-term mission and working together with him.
当我们在2013年进行短宣的时候呢，我们就和这位牧师一起同工来服侍。
Yeah, so he brought us to a new village near town.
他把我们带到了一个城市附近的一个村庄当中。
Yeah, and we shared the gospel in this village, and then the pastor wife kind of took over the ministry, so she's like leading the small group in the village.
那么我们在这个村庄当中宣扬福音，然后那么 pastor wife 呢，在这个村庄当中就进行宣教。
Yeah, and one of the youth leader in the church.Also go to the village and teach the kids.
那么在这个村庄当中的教会当中的青少年的事工的同工也来到这个村庄当中来去和小孩子进行事工。
Yeah. And this ministry is still going for over almost 10 years now.
那么现在这个事工也还在进行，现在已经差不多十年了。
Yeah. And then the story I want to share with you is what we see in the village.
那么我们当中呢，在村庄当中的所见所闻也跟大家分享一下。
Yeah, so in 2019, the Cantonese congregations did a short-term missions in one of the village called Rasat Ramdo Village.
在2019年7月的时候呢， 定城华人教会广东堂的弟兄姐妹呢 来到了柬埔寨、哎、在这个村庄当中进行短宣的活动。
Yeah, I think many people came to Jesus.
很多人信了主。
Yeah, but when we start doing the Bible study, there's only five people that come.
但是当我们查经的时候呢，只有五个人来参加。
Yeah, and that's the beginning.
那是开始的时候。
But over the last 4 years,
之后的四年当中，
yeah, and the team grow, I mean the believer grow in this village.
哎，那么接受主耶稣的人也越来越多。
Yeah, and there's
团队也越来越大。
Yeah, in 2022, we have 8 adults and 10 kids get baptized.
那么在2022年的时候，我们有8个大人和10个小孩子受洗。
Yeah, and in this village, the youth.We teach the youth and we train the youth.
在这个村庄当中，哎，我们对青少年进行教育，然后呢，又对他们进行事工，就是教育。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now the youth is kind of the leader of the groups.
所以青少年呢，在这个村庄的这个宣教活动当中呢，是起一个带领作用。
Yeah, they lead worship and they lead prayers every week.
无论是敬拜还是祷告，都是由他们来进行。
Yeah. And also the children in this village, they pray for healings as well.
这个村庄中的青少年也是又通过祷告来医病。
And we see a lot of miracles that happen through the kids.
通过他们的这个祷告呢，我们也见证了很多神迹。
Yeah, because we believe God also give them new seed in the kids.
因为借着他们的信心，神呢就放了很多新生命的种子在他们。
Yeah, and they also have the Holy Spirit. They also able to do the ministry. Yeah.
他们也有了这个能够带领宣教的这个灵。
And also in this village, there's a lot of testimonies.
在这个村庄当中也有了很多的见证。
Yeah, so one of the lady was hit by lightning.Hit by lightning.
有一位这个村庄当中的妇女啊，她是受到这个闪电雷击的受伤。
Yeah, and she prayed and she believed Jesus already.
她是已经接受主耶稣。
Yeah, and she prayed.
她祷告。
Yeah, and she was fine. I mean, she was in the hospital for a little bit, but she was fine.
对，她在医院短暂治疗了一点，然后之后通过祷告之后就是完全的恢复。
Yeah, and she always share testimony with other people in the village.
她经常与周围的人去分享她的见证。
Yeah, and then the last thing that we do is to working with, so we have full-time missionary working with us.
那么最后呢，我想分享就是我们有全职事工的这个宣教师和我们在一起。
Yeah, so we have a big team, so we split up into 3 teams.
现在我们的团队很大，所以我们团队分成3个部分。
Yeah, and we focus on different areas in this province.
在这个省当中的不同的区域进行重点事工。
Yeah, so, so every day we get together as a whole team.
每天呢，我们整个团队都要聚在一起，聚一起。
Yeah, so we worship.
我们去敬拜。
Yeah, and then we study the word for 2 hours every day.
我们查经大概2个小时左右，每天都查。
Yeah, and then after that, we'll go to the village.
之后呢，我们进到村庄里面去，进行宣教和培训。
Yeah, so many of them, they actually grow up in church.
这个当中很多的成员呢，都是在教会里面长大的。
Yeah, but they don't understand that the new life is in them.
有些人呢，还不明白他的新生命已经在他们里面。
Yeah, so many of them want to serve the Lord.Many of them want to serve God.
很多人都想侍奉主。
But they weren't confident that they can do it.
但是呢，他们有点这个还不是非常自信。
Yeah, I mean, you can see most of them are like younger girls.
Yeah, 大家看到有很多的这个青少年的小孩子、女孩子在里面。
Yeah, and they're really afraid of like preaching as well and talking to older people.
他们去和年长的人讲话，或者是去宣教啊这些。还是有一点困难。
Yeah, they think older people won't listen to the kids.
Yeah, 他们相信这个大人呢很难来听小孩子的话。
Yeah, but after we teach them about the word of God,
当我们跟他们分享神的话语之后呢
You know, we're just going to share the word of God. It's not sharing about your experience.
就是我们告诉他们说，不是你在讲话，你只需要去分享神的话。
Yeah, so they have the boldness to share the word of God.
这样一来呢，他们愿意去跟周围的大人去分享福音。
Yeah, and also at the beginning, a lot of people were afraid of praying for people.
在最开始的时候呢，大家为别人祷告也是有一些困难。
Yeah, because they're afraid, you know, if I pray for somebody, if they don't get healed, they don't know what to say.
对，就很多人说为别人祷告，但是他的病并不能医好，那个时候应该怎么办呢？
Yeah, so we have to study the word of God about healings.
所以呢，我们应该就医病这个事情呢，来去再继续学习神的话语。
Yeah, but after we study the word of God, and they have the boldness to pray for people.
那么在学习神的话语之后呢？他们就更加愿意为别人去祷告去。
Yeah, so once they understand the will of God,
当你知道了真正了解到体会到神的心意的时候，
Yeah, when they go and pray for people,
然后呢你去为别人去祷告，
and we see a lot of miracle that happens,
这个时候就会见证到许多的神迹。
Yeah, so after probably 4 or 5 months doing this together,
在四五个月的这种门训的这个过程之后，
yeah, at the beginning, we didn't see any miracles.
在最开始呢，我们并没有看到很多神迹。
Yeah, but after 4 or 5 months of studying the Word of God,
在学习神的话语四五个月之后呢，
and when they step out and pray for people,
当他们走出去为别人祷告医病的时候，
and since then, every day we have testimony, we see a miracle that happens.
每天我们都能听到见证，听到对神迹。
Yeah, so it was just really amazing to see not the people in the village that changed, but also the believer that has changed as well.
所以呢，我们是见证了非常奇妙的神迹，不仅是村里的村民接触了主耶稣，他们产生了改变，而我们已经信主的这些团队的成员，他们也产生了非常大的改变。
Yeah, so well, let me share a story of so now some of them, you know, will be the leader of the missions.
这个门徒当中呢，有很多呢会成为带领。
Yeah, so I just want to share a story with you about Brother Sopak.
那么在这个门徒当中呢，有一位Sopak 弟兄的故事，我想和大家见证分享一下。
Yeah, so I first met him in 2019.
我第一次见到 Sopak 弟兄呢，是在2019年。
And I think at that time he was 9th grade or 10th grade.
当时呢，他也许是九年级、十年级这个年纪。
Yeah, and I just met him a couple of times, not many times.
我只见过他一两次，并没有很多次。
And just tell him, you know, God can change people's life, can change your life.
我只是告诉他，神呢，能彻底改变一个人的生命。
Yeah, and it turns out that he was a troubled kid in the village.
当时呢，他当时在村里面呢，是一个问题的青少年。
Yeah, so he always get into trouble.
当时呢，经常惹是生非。
Yeah, always cause trouble in the village.
给大家造成了很多的这个困扰。
And he tried to change, but he cannot change himself.
他自己想改过自新，但是呢，很难做到。
Yeah, but when he met me, and he said, "Oh, this God can change me," so he started to pray.
当他见到我的时候呢，他意识到神是可以改变他的，那么所以他就开始祷告。
Yeah, but at that time he wasn't a very serious believer.
当时呢，他并不是一个信仰非常坚定的基督徒。
Yeah, but in grade 12, he needed to go to high school in town.
那么在十二岁的时候呢，他需要升学到城里的高中去。
Grade 12.
十二年级的时候，十二年级的时候，他需要升学去城里的高
中。Yeah. Uh-huh. So he has to go to high school in his senior year of high school.
对，就是高中最后一个年级的学习。
Yeah, so he needed a place to stay, so he asked if he can stay with me.He need a place to stay in town.
他需要找一个住处，所以他来问我是不是可以住在我家。
Yeah, so I live with him since then.
那么之后呢，我们就是成为室友。
Yeah, so I teach him whenever he has free time.
那么有空呢，我就去跟他谈心，然后教育他。
Yeah, so at that time he actually started to believe Jesus.
在那个时候呢，他的信仰逐渐开始变得坚定了。
Yeah, so after he graduated high school in that year,
那一年他在高中毕业之后
and he joined. So I asked him if he wanted to serve Jesus.
我去邀请他是不是想全职侍奉。
Yeah. And most people graduate from high school, they want to get a good job and get good pay.
在当时呢当地呢很多高中的毕业生呢他们想的第一件事就是去工作然后去挣一个很好的薪资。
Yeah, but he decided to work with us and serve Jesus in the village. 但是
在我邀请之后呢他决定加入我们的团队来一起侍奉主。
Yeah, and he's just really amazing. Just after 2-3 months of studying,
他这个很奇妙，就是他在加入我们2-3个月，通过学习之后呢
，I mean, he started preaching in churches.
他就开始在教会讲道。
Yeah, and he was just a 20-year-old kid.
当时他只有20岁。
Yeah, so right now I'm in the States.
那现在呢，在美国。
Yeah, and so Brother Sopa is doing all the ministry, in Cambodia.
我在美国，那么Sopa弟兄呢，就在柬埔寨进行施工。
It was amazing.
是非常奇妙。
Yeah, so the last step is how do we keep this going?
那么最后一步呢，就是我们如何呢，能够保持我们的施工，用这个同样的方法不断的进行下去。
Yeah, so for the short-term solution to this problem is that I'm trying to help to raise the funds.
这个施工的短期的解决方案呢，就是我向大家，我是在这个美国各地来去分享我的见证，然后接收一些奉献。
Yeah, so most of this co-minister, they used to have a full-time job.
那么这些跟我一起在柬埔寨侍奉的同工呢，很多以前都是全职工作的。
Yeah, but when I said, you know, if you want to work with us, you have to quit your job.
对，我为了和我们一起同工，他不得不辞退他原来的工作。
Yeah, because there's a lot of responsibilities.
因为这项事工当中有很多的责任，有很多的工作。
Yeah, and they all wanted to serve the Lord full time.
他们都想全职侍奉主。
Yeah, so we are trying to raise $350 per month for each of the local ministries.
那我们的目标呢是为每一个同工每个月筹款$350。
Yeah, so if you have a heart to give and support this co-minister, you can talk to me.
如果大家心中有感动想奉献的话呢，请在这之后来联系我。
Yeah, and we can figure out how you can give and help support the ministry or the local missionaries.
那么我可以给大家更详细的信息来告诉你们说如何来支持我们。
Yeah, so for a long-term solution, we are going to we're going to buy some land.
那么长期的这个解决方案呢，是我们会去购置一块土地。
Yeah, and the land is for training missionaries.
这块土地呢会被用来去对宣教士进行培训。
Yeah, but one of the things that we're going to do is called farming gateway.
那么还有一个方法呢，就是我们有一个在当地推行的活动叫 Farming in God's Way， 就是用神的方法来耕地。
So the method of this agriculture development can help support the missionaries.
那么这种新的这个农业的农耕的方法呢，能够支持我们的教会。
Yeah, and we have in our team we have one American missionary is full time doing this work.
那么在我们的团队当中呢，有一个来自美国的宣教士是全职。专注在这个项目上。
Yeah, because I'm not very interested in farming.
因为我个人呢对这个农耕这个工作呢并不了解很多。
Yeah. So right now we're just raising funds to purchase the land.
那么我们现在呢是在教会当中筹款接受奉献来去购置这块土地。
Yeah, so we already have 2/3 of the land purchased and we're still raising the remaining fund by the end of this month.
那么我们现在筹的款呢已经足够购置这块土地2/3。那么我的目标呢是在这个月的月末筹到足够的款项来购置这块。
Yeah, so if you're interested in helping one of these missions, you know, or you're interested in joining short-term missions, you can come and talk to me.
如果大家心中有感动愿意支持我们来购置这块土地或者呢加入我们进行短宣，那么请在这之后联系我。
Yeah, or you can just email me andWe can figure it out how you can do it.
或者大家也可以用邮件联络。
Yeah, but I just want to encourage, you know, again, you know, God has already given you a new life.
那么我现在就是想鼓励大家说，神呢已经把我们所有做工所需的都已经赐给我。
Yeah, you can do it.
那么大家呢，只要心中有感动，就一定能做到。
Okay, thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。